Paul Andre Pavlik has been named the NHL's first starter of the week. He didn't have anything to say about it today. How about you?
Well, we're happy for him. Well, he played ball. He's earned it. Good for him. And we've been the benefactor of some great goaltending by Andre.
How much has internal competition driven him, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I know what we see. So we got into a rotation in the middle part of the schedule, and then Hutch got a run when he got hot. And Pav worked hard every day, stayed ready. You know, we didn't have to maintain him. We didn't have to keep his spirits up. He just worked hard. I'm sure he would have much preferred to be in the net. It was easy at the time because Mike's numbers were so good. It was easily explained. But just go by what you see. He stayed ready and stayed focused, and clearly he stayed sharp.
In the past, he hasn't had a guy pushing quite like this. Do you have a theory on how that works in general?
I think when you've got two guys pushing each other, it means they're both playing well. And because of that, your team's probably having more success than maybe it's been used to in the past, and everybody wants to be a part of that. So I don't know that it's always, it forces a guy to stay sharp. The guys in our room want to stay in our room. They want to play. They want to be in the lineup because we played some pretty fine hockey. So I think that's it's maybe as much about internal competition, maybe just as much as they've been here. Pav's been here for a few years, and he's seeing this team take some forward strides, and he wants to be a part of it.
Got some impressive offense out of Tyler Myers.
Yeah.
I mean, what aspect of his game has impressed you the most since he's scored?
His defensive play. I mean, so both Stafford and Myers come in, and they've got big points. And just think of the Edmonton game, the slap shot from the blue line that ties that game after we give up the lead. He's done that in all the games. Same with Drew. But for Tyler, what he's really excelled at is we've played him against the other team's best every night, and he's been fantastic with that. Great stick, great positioning. A big part of it is both he and Toby Enstrom break the puck out very cleanly. Yeah.
But Myers and Stafford, I mean, the trade wasn't made for the purpose of replacing those two guys that are injured. But
no, the timing of it was good. And you look back at pretty much every trade that happened to our team this year, it was almost a function of injuries. Jay Harrison came in when we had 4 and 5 D out. Now we're beat up on our blue line again. But Evander Kane went down for the season the trade happened. And then we've just had a bunch of injuries. We've dealt with our numbers. Our man games aren't maybe overly significant, but the people that we've lost, our Perreault goes down, Talusti comes in. So the players that have come in have filled really important roles for us. And then Brian's a little different than staff, different positions. What's happened when Brian went down, Scheifele and Lowry took bigger minutes and bigger roles and have played very well for us.
Tyler, I mean, the minutes that he was playing in Buffalo, he was up in that 30 range.
Right.
A lot of games. Kind of a, even he talked about how maybe trimming the minutes back a little bit brings some more quality out in his game. Is that?
Well, you would hope so. And when everybody's healthy, the deepest we are is on our right side, a D. You know, we've got Trouba, Bufflin, and Myers. So there's probably not necessarily even enough ice time for all three of them. But there is a good range for all defensemen and also end zone pressure. I mean, playing in the Central Division, you play a lot of hockey in your own end. It's a hard forechecking group. So it's good that we've been able to cut his minutes down. I don't know that you can run that hard in our division and be successful.
People looked at Tyler and thought maybe the confidence took a hit because there was a lot of tough games in Buffalo, a few tough years in Buffalo. What did you sense from him? Confidence-wise, maybe where he was at development.
He just seemed really excited to be here. I had him at the World Championships. He played with Braden Coburn and played really well for us there. Covered so much ice. You don't realize how quick he is for a man that big. Comes here excited and gets to play with good players as a D partner, but also with hard-working, conscientious forwards. And that makes the defenseman's job a lot easier. So you can build some confidence then. And you're not, you know, we haven't been chasing games an awful lot. I think that also happens to players that you bring in that are in tough situations. They're behind the game a lot. And if there's offensive pressure on them, and there would be on both Stafford and Myers, to change the course of the game, you find them pushing the upper limits of that risk profile, which means if it doesn't go for you, you're going to have a confidence issue. But from day one, he's just come out and played really well, and I'm hoping that he's built confidence that he's earned.
Are Bufflin and or Little any closer to playing ball?
Well, I think every day they get closer to it. Both of these are slow healing. Not the players, the injuries themselves make it more difficult. And we want to make sure that when they come back in the lineup, they don't go back out. We also understand we're in a real tough race, so we're not we're not resting them more than we have to, but we got to make a good call because we just can't have them afford to come in and go back out.
Is tomorrow an option for either?
I wouldn't say so. Not yet, no.
Good to have them on the road with your group here,
well,
though.
Well, they can back skate, and we can skate with the group. It's a lot easier for us to tailor what they're doing. You know, Dr. Slonwaite's here with the off-ice, and our medical guys. We have a doctor with us, so we can really monitor where they're at and also try to push them as hard as we can so that when they come back in the lineup, their legs are good.
The challenges of playing this Edmonton team here tonight, obviously it's been a tough year for them.
But they're not dealing with their year now. They've already dealt with that. Now they're dealing with where they're at, how they feel about how they're playing recently. And they play hard and they should feel good about themselves. So this isn't a team that's carrying the start of their season. Those questions have already been answered. They'll get answered again after the season's over. Right now here tonight, they won a big game, an overtime win, which makes you feel good about yourself. And they played really hard against us. They played really well against us in Winnipeg. Tight gap, hard checking game. They've got lots of skill up front, real good power play. So this is going to be a hard-fought game here tonight.
You've set a new mark for points since the franchise came to Winnipeg. If you win one more game, you've got a new mark for wins. How much does the team even talk about checking out boxes like that?
Now, I don't think anybody's brought that up, or I haven't heard it. I mean, I'm aware of where we're at off of our last year's finish. Those are things that are all so far away from this game tonight. We don't talk about it a whole lot.
Probably started in Atlanta.
Yep.
Build patient, and then boom, big trade with Buffalo earlier this year. Was that a milepost? Was that a sign that, okay, it's time to take the next step, finally make the move?
Well, my memory of what happened between Atlanta and Winnipeg is, in a lot of ways, they were still divesting when they got to Winnipeg. It wasn't building. They were still cleaning out a little bit. And the build is happening at the same time. They're drafting good young players. But it didn't get back to the start of the build. And I'll go back to my conversation with Kevin on the Saturday before I got hired. Come in and take a look at what we have here, put some structure in, and we may be moving a bunch of guys out at the trade deadline if this thing continues to go in the direction that it's going. So we were just probably got it down to the bones of it. We may be even younger next year, but our goal for veteran players, it's not necessarily what Andrew Ladd and Dustin Byfuglien and the guys that are in that prime or coming into their prime of their career are excited about waiting 4 years till we're good. Our goal here with those guys was we need to be good enough at the trade deadline to have done enough in and around that time that we're looking to add players and get better. When you don't care about being young, we got 2 21-year-old centermen in our top two. We're young enough. And we've added some players solely based on the work that I think that was done here, and the core hasn't changed, right? So we had a guy who's 25 years old, and we're pretty excited about how long he could play for us. So we're in that build. I don't think that's changed, but every season our job is to get to that trade deadline and be the team that management can rightfully say we should add. We were a legitimate team here. We should add pieces, and that's where we were.
With the race, what it is, are you a scoreboard watcher, or do you sleep at night?
No, I mean, I watch an awful lot of hockey. I am pretty up to date on that. Seems to me the last 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, I don't remember a stretch of time where everybody that you're competing with just keeps winning. You know, there's not a lot of nights where you go, boy, we had a big night last night. Didn't play, but had a big night. We've had a lot of nights where everybody won. And I think that's going to continue because you get three teams at 78 that are all real capable of going on a run. And that doesn't include the defending Stanley Cup champions. So this is going right to the wire.
So you get no time to celebrate a win, but lots of time to mourn a loss.
And that is the biggest part of maybe all this is managing a game like St. Louis, a game in St. Louis, the game in Florida, handling those, put yourself in a position, and that Tampa game was huge for us, but then you win 4, and you're looking back just 10 days earlier going, we're trying to pick ourselves up off the mat here, and now we're feeling pretty good. Realizing that the fortunes change that fast makes you want to be ready for tonight.
Perfect. Thanks, Paul.
All right, guys.